wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
What right have you to enter heaven? All of us are, with equal speed, getting older and nearing the end of our life here, and then we must all pass into eternity, the great forever. There is a hellfire of which the Bible warns us, and there is a heaven to which some of us will go. Yes, real human beings like you and me shall leave this old world at the end of life and enter into heaven, the holy presence of the Almighty God. How can it be? How can we have such a glorious end to our lives? You need not take a college course in theology to find out, nor need I take an hour of words to tell you. My Bible text will tell you the way in just five plain words. Oh, the unique simplicity of God's Word, the Bible. Here is my text. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Just five words. By the blood of Jesus. Enter into the holiest. What is that? The Jewish mind would think at once of the holiest, a part of the tabernacle that Moses built, or the Holy of Holies in the temple that Solomon built. But this is not speaking of that, but of that which those places of old figured or pictured, as saith the Scripture. Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself. There we have it. The holiest today is heaven itself. And I tell you, my neighbor, that you and I can enter into heaven itself. And this verse shows us the way. See how plain it makes it. Enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Now, if you and I were to enter heaven, the holy presence of the living God, then someone must enter in before us to prepare the way. Let me tell you about this. Our Lord Jesus Christ, having died for our sins at Calvary, laying down his own life in sacrifice, giving his precious blood, he arose from the dead and ascended into heaven. Now let us see him as he approaches his Father in heaven. He says, "My Father, I stand before thee in behalf of a world of sinners, that thou mayest show them mercy and grace." The Father answers, "But my Son, thou knowest that I am holy and righteous. How then can I show mercy to sinners?" Would Christ say, "Remember, my Father, I lived that holy life on earth in which I always pleased thee"? He would not. Would Christ say, "Remember, my Father, the wonderful miracles I did in thy name and showed them the great power of God"? No. Would Christ say, "My Father, thou knowest my patience as I suffered the abuse of wicked men"? No. He would not mention such. All these virtues of our adorable Lord had their blessed place, but they could not atone for our sins. Christ would only say one thing. Listen to what the Bible says. "Neither by the blood of goats, but by his own blood, he entered in once for all into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption." He would say, "My Father, my only plea is my own blood. I gave my blood on Calvary for sinners. It was not the blood of an animal which could never take away sins. It was not the blood of a mere man which could not ransom men. But it was my blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, thy Son, that cleanses from all sin. I gave my blood in sacrifice on Calvary's cross. And behold, I'm alive forevermore as I have taken my blood in resurrection." His Father would answer, "My Son, thy blood has availed for sinners eternal redemption they may now have." In the temple there was a great and beautiful veil that barred the way into God's holy presence, and that veil was torn away from the top to the bottom. When was the temple's veil rent in twain? When, I ask? When Jesus was born of a virgin? No. When he was baptized by John and Jordan? No. When he preached that wonderful Sermon on the Mount? No. When? Only when he gave his own blood in sacrifice for our sins, and he cried, "It is finished." that rent the veil and released the mercy and grace of God to guilty men. How? By the blood of Jesus, just as our verse said. Now let us turn the page and see how it works. If you ask, but what must I do about it? Listen, if you will throw away everything you have ever trusted in, by which you hope to obtain mercy of God and to enter into heaven, yes, throw it all away. Let not a bit remain, just like a heathen man burning his idols. You know that a heathen man cannot become a Christian and trust in his idols too. And you should know that you cannot be blessed with Christ's salvation unless you abandon all else and trust him alone. Then come to God thus, O God, I confess myself a wicked sinner, deserving thy judgment. I seek thy mercy and access into thy presence in heaven. My only hope, my only plea is Christ died for me. He gave his precious blood for me. Please show me mercy for Jesus' sake. I'm telling you, neighbor, the arms of God's mercy will enfold you like the prodigal son. The kiss of God's forgiveness you will feel, and one day the gates of heaven will open wide to you, and you shall enter in. How? Our verse answers, by the blood of Jesus. And you and I will help make the courts of heaven ring, as we shall sing unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. Once a very religious young woman was visiting us. She was very faithful to her church and her religion. After speaking to her about her eternal welfare, I put this question to her. Josephine, if you stood at the gate of heaven right now and God asked you, what right have you to enter here? What would you say? She was silent, realizing that all her religious activities would avail nothing there. Her church activities, with its mass, its confessional, its penance, its holy days, and the priest's forgiveness, her gifts to her church, and those laid before its images, these look big in this religious world, but at the gate of heaven, they were all worthless vanities and an abomination before God, as the Bible says. Then she said, you have put me on the spot. I reminded her that one day she would really be on the spot. Then I said, I will just turn this around now and put myself there. And if God demanded of me as to what right I had to enter heaven, I told her this. I was brought up by godly parents, and I never smoked, drank, or cursed. But still, I had done other wicked sins. I would not mention this. I have served God night and day for over 50 years, but this too would avail nothing. I would not mention this. I had spent my money for God and laid it all on the altar for his use, but money cannot buy a seat in heaven. I would be silent as to this. I have preached the gospel for over 50 years, in 1 year preaching more than 3,000 sermons, but I would say nothing of this. I have been baptized, and I have baptized hundreds, but I would be silent as to this. I have kept the Lord's Supper every Lord's Day for over 50 years and haven't missed a score of times, but this too would avail nothing. I would not speak of this. I have tried to be an example of godliness in my life, but this would not make me fit for heaven. What would I say at heaven's gate? Only this, O God, my only title to heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ. He has washed me from my sins in his own blood. Without a further question, the gates of heaven would fly open as I would hear, enter in, thou blessed of the Lord. And I would see a multitude of people there of all kinds. How did they get there? I would only have to listen as they sang, unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Truly, there is only one way to heaven, and that is, as our verse says, by the blood of Jesus. Now let us get very practical. Suppose you were counted a prince of a fella, liked and popular in your community, a big church worker, and a people's man. Yet you had never repented of your many sins, and you never turned to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, nor made his blood your plea. When you died, you would die in your sins and go straight to hell fire. Yes, you would. While a poor drunkard or murderer behind the prison bars, if he were to truly repent of his sins and surrender to Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, making his blood his only plea, crying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner, for Jesus died for me. That man would enter the pearly gates cleansed by the blood of Christ and made whiter than snow. The blood of Christ would give him title or the right to enter heaven, and the blood of Christ would make him fit to be there, whiter than snow. It is not that God puts a premium on sin. He does not. But he has provided in the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, both cleansing and acceptance for the dirtiest sinner. And he refuses entrance into his heaven to any who refuse to come by his appointed way, the blood of Jesus. Such are defiant rebels against God. They are proud, self-righteous sinners who trample on the blood of Christ as those who think they do not need it. But they will find out to their eternal sorrow. Men, women, and youths, hear me good. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can cleanse you from your sins and make you fit for heaven. And your only title to enter there is the blood of Jesus. Neighbor, soon you will stand outside the gate of heaven. What will you say? Now is your only time to get your ticket for heaven, the ticket marked with the blood of Calvary. Having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Enter into heaven by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. May these words re-echo in your ears and reach your heart. When? Today. Right now. You may be near the end of your road than you think. I plead with you, get right with God and make your only plea the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now get this straight. You cannot make the blood of Jesus a helping prop while you still hang on to your church or your lodge or your pride as one highly esteemed among men. Hear me good. The blood of Jesus Christ will only avail for you when you have forsaken and resigned anything you ever trusted in, and you cling to the Lord Jesus Christ alone and put your faith in nothing you have ever done or ever been or ever belonged to, but all your faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for you as he gave himself, even his own precious blood, for your cleansing and your acceptance with God and into God's heaven. If you put 1 ounce of confidence in any of these, you are trampling on the blood of Christ as being worthless and insufficient. It must be Jesus and Jesus only, his blood and his blood alone. I hope this is plain to you. If so, then fall on your knees and tell God that this is your entire and only faith. It is in Jesus and his precious blood. Make this your decision and confession to God. Then take your stand before men, your relatives and neighbors, as one who is trusting only in the Lord Jesus and in his precious cleansing blood. Nothing less will do, and nothing more is needed than the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. It stands in all its solitary glory and dignity forever. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
Just as